The nutritionist Claire Turnbull from the Healthy Food Guide and the director of Mission Nutrition joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Out of interest, a sugary drinks tax would get your support?
It would get my support, yes. I mean, it's not the be-all and end-all. It's not the thing that's going to solve all the obesity crisis and the dental problems in New Zealand, but it certainly could be part of the picture along with, making them less available and less accessible as well.
I know there are always plenty of arguments against, and you've probably heard those arguments about the tax hitting hardest, those who can best afford it and so on. But in spite of all of that, you think it's a kind of, it would be a step in the right direction?
Oh, it really would, because we need to do something. And essentially, you know, we've got access to water, which is the main thing that people need to be drinking. So if there's implications on the price of other drinks and, you know, all the other things that can kind of go around it, you know, we've got things that we can drink that are perfectly good for our health and well-being accessible. And that is the focus, really. And we just don't need to be doing anything that encourages the promotion of more drinking sugary drinks.
Claire, we asked you on really to talk about ethical fruit choices, fruit juice choices, apples versus oranges. And the Irish Times is quoting some stats. Admittedly, this is an opinion piece, but similar claims I see have been made in newspapers like The Independent, saying we should be drinking apple juice, not orange juice. Orange juice is very energy demanding. So many different materials required to produce a single tonne of it. 22 tonnes of water. Per ton of orange juice, and a tenth of a ton of fuel each time we cook orange juice up. It's being argued we can improve the world and help save the planet by switching to apple juice. Now, do you have an opinion on this?
I do, yeah. I mean, the thing is that regardless of which type of juice you're having, obviously there is the environmental side of it. Neither are things that we need to be drinking a lot of anyway. I mean, one cup of fruit juice has 25 grams of sugar, okay? And the World Health Organization is suggesting that really, optimally, we should have less than 26 grams a day all up. So, I mean, fruit juice isn't something we should be drinking every day anyway. So really, that's kind of the main message, whether it's apple or orange juice. Less is best, and eating whole fruit would be better. And I think, you know, in New Zealand, we've got such great access to amazing fresh fruit that we grow here. Put your fruit juice to one side and eat your fruit as it comes. That would be the best thing to do for you and the environment, really.
Okay, less is best. It's claimed that the orange juice and big overseas brands contains pesticides like glyphosate, harmful effects on gut bacteria. The citrus industry internationally is saying that risk is zero. It's a bit like that old Monsanto argument that's raged for decades. So how processed is orange juice?
Well, there's two ways to make orange juice. Firstly, you can kind of squash the oranges and get your freshly squeezed version. Or what happens most commonly, because obviously it's cheaper, is that they basically concentrate it at source. So they take the water out and they transport it, and then they add water back when it gets here. So in New Zealand, we've got a mixture of both in our supermarkets. We've got the New Zealand-owned oranges that are freshly squeezed, and then we also have plenty of the cheaper versions, which on the labels will say from locally sourced ingredients and imported ingredients. And one of the things is that it's quite difficult to figure out where that concentrate does come from. So in terms of these kind of contamination issues, it's something that it's not clear, very clear, certainly from their websites, about where those oranges come from. But if people are worried at all, I mean, we do have New Zealand orange juice here that's great and freshly squeezed and doesn't go through the concentrate process.
All right. One more question, because it's kind of an apples versus oranges in terms of virtue. You know, the virtue of the argument that apple juice is both environmentally friendlier and still has significant levels of vitamin C. So how good for us is an apple compared with an orange, Claire?
Well, I mean, in the whole fruit version, they're very good when you can start juicing them. So orange juice is higher in vitamin C, so it's got five times more vitamin C than apple juice, and orange juice is higher in potassium, 10 times higher in potassium than apple juice. So apple juice is lower in those vitamins than orange juice, but really you'd be better to eat whole oranges and apples and then avoid a lot of the issues with the sugar and the potential contamination.
Okay. If you were going for the fruit rather than the juice, is it still true that an apple a day keeps the doctor away compared with, say, an orange?
Well, both really, because they've both got really good value. So if you're keeping the doctor away, the best thing is to eat fruit that's as fresh as possible, ideally locally grown, and both of those things with more veg overall will keep the doctor away.
Lovely. That's all we need to know. Thank you very much for your time, Claire Turnbull.
Thank you.